More reaction now to the president's speech. Dying to talk to Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, John.
So let me play you something that seemed to be directed so directly at Republicans. He didn't use the letters GOP, but he might have. Listen to this.
I know that some of you have sworn oaths to never raise any taxes on anyone for as long as you live. Now is not the time to carve out an exception and raise middle-class taxes, which is why you should pass this bill right away.
Right there, one of the rhetorical techniques that the president tried to use to draw Republicans out on the same limb as he is on to get this bill passed. What do you think, Ron?
Well, it was Obama, the fiery, impassioned politician last night that we certainly haven't seen in the last couple of months. But unfortunately, it was also Obama, the great purveyor of the straw man, who came out last night. And that clip is a perfect example, John. You know, he always sets up his arguments of, if you're with me, that you're with the American people, you're behind everything that's good and wholesome in the world. But if you're not, you're some big bad person and someone else is going to get socked as a result of your actions. And so I just think people look at that and say, why does the president of all Americans continue to try to pit one class of people or one group of people who are maybe prosperous against others? It just doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Although, didn't you hear in some sense a drawing out of the entire Congress to what are fairly straightforward poll numbers that suggest that Americans want something done? He did well in creating some common ground there, don't you think?
I think he did, but it's amazing to me that what he's really set up here, when you talk about a jobs plan, it's a plan to save his own job more than to really stimulate the economy in the short term. When he talks about Congress, John, he seems to always ignore the fact that the United States Senate is controlled by the Democrats. Why doesn't he extort Democrats and Republicans to work together when, as the clip that you played and a lot of what we heard last night, seems to be solely and strictly aimed at the Republicans?
All right, Ron Christie, take me into the mind of a House member, a Republican House member, or a Republican member of the Senate. How do they calculate, you know what, I'm going to stand up and say no to everything that the president talked about last night?
Well, quite to the contrary, John. I think he did say some things that Republicans would agree with. The Republicans do like the idea of extending the payroll tax holiday. Republicans have been very much in favor of passing the three free trade agreements that, ironically, the president keeps urging Congress to pass, but the president yet hasn't actually submitted to the Congress for its ratification.
So are you saying there's enough here for some horse trading to begin that might result in a real compromise?
I think there is. I think that the Republicans, it would be at their peril to say no to everything. I think the American people are disgusted with Washington and looking for some areas of compromise. And the free trade agreements, the extension of the payroll tax holiday, there are some things that we can start as a basis and try to build a bigger package.
So at the very least, you would say, and again, I'm not asking you to give the president a blue ribbon here, but he got something going last night.
I think he got something going by finding areas of common agreement. The reality will be, can he forge that into a significant agreement that can do a lot in the short term to bring down unemployment?
Talked with Eric Cantor yet?
I haven't.
All right. Well, get him on the phone and then tell us what he told you. Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Thanks, Ron. Have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure. Take care, John.